This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Rush hour traffic is pretty much back in a lot of cities. Sure is in LA, I can tell you that. But where are all those people going? Because a whole lot of downtowns aren't back all the way. The rise in staying power of working remotely has left a whole lot of empty office space. Now, what a lot of cities need is more housing, and that's why Chicago is offering financial incentives for developers to convert downtown office buildings into apartments. It is a model other states and cities could consider, but turning offices into housing isn't really as simple as swapping out cubicles for beds, you know. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
The imposing LaSalle Street corridor is classic Chicago, says Chris Pemberton at architecture and design firm Solomon Cordwell Benz.
There's just one building after another that is an architectural gem.
Many of these classical and Art Deco landmarks have emptied out. Transforming them is a process Pemberton's firm understands. Last year, they completed the conversion of the iconic Gothic Revival Tribune Tower from a newspaper into condos. It's where he now lives.
Finding some of the ghosts in the building and then celebrating those in the finished building, you know, they become these sort of great moments.
While flying buttresses and cathedral windows provide a dramatic backdrop to community terraces and fitness facilities, old office buildings often need costly updates. And they're not all quite so sexy. Strachan Forgan is with Solomon Cordwell Benz's San Francisco office.
There are also a lot of buildings from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s.
Like a concrete-clad 1970s office tower in San Francisco's Civic Center, his firm converted into apartments about a decade ago.
It had a fairly austere enclosure that people weren't very enamored by.
So they replaced the concrete with a shimmering glass envelope. Office buildings also often need plumbing, electrical, and safety upgrades. And the footprints are so big, the interior must be carved out to bring in natural light. All of that adds up.
If it was that easy, it would have been done, right?
Jeffrey Havsey with Moody's Analytics says developers often have to take a big loss or charge a lot for the units to make these conversions worth it.
It becomes much easier with a public-private partnership.
Like the one in Chicago, which aims to put millions into new housing, a third of it affordable. Those condos in the Tribune building cost in the millions. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.